According to the BC Lung Association, Telqua, just next door to Smithers, has the second worst air quality in the province. And Smithers residents are worried they might not be far behind because of a proposed pellet plant. For more, I've reached Biv Bastian. She's a general practitioner in Smithers. Dr. Bastian, good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Now, to be clear, in looking at some of the records, air quality in Smithers has actually improved from 2013. Why is that?
Well, we did have a plant here at NuPro that was putting quite a lot of emissions into our air shed, and they shut down in the beginning of 2013. So we've had about 18 months now of air shed that has not had the input from that plant. Having said that, we have had a history of poor air quality for many, many years. I've been involved in this since, 1985, I believe. So it's not just this plant which is of concern. It's all inputs into our air shed.
What are the other influences that might reduce the air quality there?
Well, we have, first of all, meteorological conditions that cause problems, and we are a valley with mountains surrounding us, so there's lots of compaction and whatever in the evenings and in the morning that compacts the air close to the valley floor, so this makes it more of concern. And there are a lot of wood stoves being used. There's other sources of combustibles in the valley. I mean, there are many sources, and one of the things I think would be very helpful now would be to do an inventory of what these sources are, where they come from, what is in those emissions, so we know exactly what we're dealing with. And this has been done before, but I don't think it's been done since 2005, so we're due for an update for
right,
sure.
Right, and now there is also a proposed pellet plant in Smithers. What do you think the impact of that could be?
Well, it's going to have some impact. Again, we would like to have an inventory of exactly what those emissions could be. We know they are going to be detrimental to the airshed because the airshed, without any input from that plant, is already not meeting the provincial standards. And that's a major concern in that our air quality is quite dangerous to health. It affects our lungs, it affects our cardiovascular system, it causes chronic inflammation in the body. It's a huge input in the quality of health in the valley.
And when you say that it doesn't meet the provincial guidelines, what do you mean? Can you explain that a little further?
Well, I'm not a meteorologist, but basically there are standards of particulate and volatile organic compounds that are emitted into the air, sulfur dioxides, things like this, all of which have a detrimental effect on health. And there have been in the late, several years now, studies done showing what levels of particulate are likely to guarantee somewhat quality of better health. There is no level of particulate that is safe. We know that. But we try to keep them to a level that is going to guarantee at least a certain standard of health. The province is trying to put these things into effect. They have just given an even stronger standard recently, and we are not even meeting the old standards here.
So you mentioned earlier that you'd like to see a new survey done of all of the elements that might be putting particulate into the air. What else would you like to see from the province?
Well, it's not the province, actually. We're looking locally. The Bulkley Valley has a very closed airshed. It's like a large pancake of air that stretches all the way from Burns Lake to the Hazeltons, and all of us in that airshed are affected. You mentioned Telqua as being the second worst air quality in the province this year. Last year, 2013, Smithers was actually the year 2012 before this pellet plant closed down, or
the particulate board plant
closed down. We were number two worst in the province here in Smithers. So, and now with the plant having shut down and for over 18 months, we're still the eighth worst in the province. That's really nothing to be proud of. And I think what we would like to see is that our town council start to take an active role in looking at this issue, having active input towards the province as to how we can oversee the permits that are given and make sure that all inputs into our airshed are controlled in such a way as to, first of all, guarantee, of course, jobs, etc., but also to take a responsible stand in preventing the airshed from getting any worse and hopefully from, in fact, improving it somewhat.
Dr. Bastian, I'd like to ask you a personal question. You said you've been working there as a GP for the last 20 years. Are you concerned for your own health?
Oh, absolutely. I've never smoked in my life, and I think I live a fairly healthy outdoor lifestyle, active. But I mean, I have wheezing issues myself on bad air quality days, and I certainly see within our population of patients here more and more people in the seniors age group who've been here all their life and who have chronic lung problems and who have never smoked. And that's, you know, most likely due in part certainly to an exposure to this air. And it's not just us, it's our children. Hopefully, if we can improve this air, we're guaranteeing a better health history for our children and our grandchildren. And if we do nothing, I think we're looking for problems. I work in the oncology field here, and certainly I think it's of concern to everybody, the huge cancer rates and how they are rising. And I think that is certainly one big input into our immune systems being severely impacted over the years. These particles that are breathed in and these organic compounds are all carcinogenic. They're mutagenic. They cause inflammation in our bodies. It's a huge impact.
Well, Dr. Bastian, we'll see how the city of Smithers picks this up as well as the province. Thanks so much for your thoughts today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Carolina.
That's Dr. Biv Bastian, a general practitioner in Smithers. We turn it to you. Do you live in Smithers? Do you find the air quality to be less than ideal? What would you like to see done about it? You can let us know, 1-866-340-1932, or send us an email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.